Damn. Is life supposed to be this good?
Absolutely not. You have a full Coca-Cola?
No, I'm using that as a jug. But I like to leave some in it just so there's the flavor of Coca-Cola and not just puke.
So you're spitting, that's your spittoon?
Yeah.
But you leave some Coke in there so it doesn't stink.
Exactly. I mean, it only smells mellow, but still, I'd rather it smell like Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah.
And it's, see, right? I pop open the top, you can smell it immediately. It's a lot better than the mellow.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you've had enough of the mellow.
Sometimes the mellow goes yellow.
Oh, that's mellow.
How are we doing with our walls here, Chris? Christopher?
The wall situation is...
The booty walls?
The booty that's walls.
Good. Pink Floyd, the walls.
Isn't, you said Pink Floyd is your favorite band, right?
I always said that Pink Floyd's my favorite.
Really?
No.
It was either AC/DC...
I tell you, I don't even know what it sounds like.
You don't know Pink... Yeah?
No.
Some of it's not bad.
Some of it's okay.
90% of what you could say, fucking Def Leppard. I don't know what it sounds like.
Led Zeppelin.
Don't know.
AC/DC.
Never heard it once.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
I don't know.
This is some of the worst bands of all time.
Yeah, rammed down our throats forever, for years,
decades. They have decades of albums.
You've never. I don't think we've ever been fucked with anything more. In our lives, like, nothing's been, like, rammed down your throat. Because music's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it comes in, like, sports. It comes in. I'm trying to think of things that, like this. You're going to like this. Like, maybe peanut butter or, like a milk chocolate or something like that.
It's probably everything.
Milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
I hope chocolate's good for you.
Yeah, no, I think it's probably good for you, right? The good kind? Oh, my balls are hanging out.
All I hear is about cadmium.
What's cadmium?
Some heavy metal that is in cocoa powders.
What's it doing in there?
It must have got in there purely by chance or mistake or incompetence.
It must have taken a wrong turn somewhere. Cadmium was driving on the highway.
It has to have been an honest mistake.
It could have been an honest mistake, incompetence, or pure greed. not an elephant. They want you dead. Not that. It's never that. One
second. Or rather, they fear your life.
You got to restart the roadcaster?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the reason why it gets in, is because they fear you.
Do we pick up any audio from that camera?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that usable?
Yeah, if it's really funny. All
right, we're good. If there's something...
Yeah.
Everything's usable.
There was a kid at the gym, like the most earnest white kid I've ever seen. He had like a bad haircut and like dirty sneakers, and he was his headphones were loud enough in the sauna where I could hear all the songs.
Ooh.
And he was listening to The Cars, Tom Petty.
He's got sneakers on.
He's got like he was like an earnest kid. Like I felt bad. Like he had like Nike Air Force Ones that were like beat to shit. Like the most beat sneakers I've seen in like 10 years. Like I didn't even know like people kept this. You know what I mean? I figured we got clowned on. But he had like a bad, like a Chucky doll haircut. And he was probably like 21. And I felt bad because he definitely had like Trans Am dad that he was like just waiting to come home every now and then and be like, hey, what's going on? How's the... militia fighting that you're doing, dad? And he's like, it's pretty good, son, you know. And he's probably just at the casino or something. Anyway, because he was listening to Tom Petty, Bittersweet Symphony,
the Verve,
The Cars. It was like the worst collection of music I'd ever heard, and I was like, this poor son of a bitch.
You're lucky you didn't hear Offspring.
I didn't like it. Wouldn't even have reached the Offspring. It would have probably gotten to like Green Day, like Boulevard of Broken Dreams, and then it took a hard left back into
right to John Mayer.
Yeah, right back to Your Body's a Wonderland by John Mayer. Like, I was like, I didn't know they made 23-year-old kids that still like. I didn't know they had the bite in this.
I think that's coming back. People are tired of the gay rap.
Yeah, well, gay
there's only so much people can handle gay rap.
You think rap's gay?
No, I mean just the guys that
the new gay rap,
the guys that are gay and they have their pants down, they're fucking guys. I'm talking about those guys.
Yeah,
I mean I'm not familiar with them, but they're the like
all of them.
Little this or yachty that. Like, I mean, I have no idea, but maybe it's maybe a lot of it's gang related. But there's some guys that come out of their way to be like this. Yeah, I'm gay, or something like that.
They're all of them.
Yeah, and that's by force. When you say stuffing things down your throat by, you know, no matter what, is gay, the gay thing for blacks especially. Because they hate it more. They hate it more than anything because, you know, mom's boyfriend or uncle or whatever is fucking them when they're, you know, I mean, it's sad. But they're pretty sensitive to rappers.
They're fresh out of the can, so they're like this. Listen, I don't even know pussy.
They might not even, they might know booty walls.
I haven't been thinking about pussy ever since I got fucked.
Yeah, they don't like being called gay. But maybe that's ending. Maybe they're after this rap, another half generation, maybe they're going to pine for being called gay.
Nope. Carnival Cruise Line says otherwise.
No rap music. No kids after 1 a.m.? What?
Did you hear this?
7 p.m.
What, Carnival?
Yeah, did you hear about this?
No.
Oh, it's a great one. No one hates blacks right now more than the CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines.
Some very, very anti-black policies, I guess people have been calling them. I'm not sure if in reality that they are.
I've been hearing some like off-the-cuff ones. I wanted to hear like some anecdotal, like some stories, some actual happenings about what's been going on. So stricter. So no, they were smoking weed, which is really funny.
I've never brought weed on a cruise. I'm saying like you got balls to bring drugs on a cruise. They it's no problem. They let you smoke stinking weed on the deck. There's kids around. There's stinking blowing weed.
But there's backwoods getting blown in your kid's face.
There's meat. The sound of meat slapping. 50 people in a fist fight on the side of you.
Throwing chairs, screaming. Little kids beating up old men. Like 15-year-old kids beating the shit out of old men. That was happening a lot. This kind of shit. The throwing the chairs at like 40 miles an hour is my favorite one. That one.
So sad. If they only just listened to 311 instead of the rap that they have been, then it wouldn't be like this.
They would chill.
Chill.
I like the kid on the right in the red shirt walking like a zombie.
You're walking around with a bathing suit on? That's so good.
I thought we should go as a company on one.
Cruises are the best.
We should go on a Carnival cruise, all of us. Uh-huh. And we should have shirts on that say Ultima Mechanic and Hellcat Mechanic. Uh-huh. That would be kind of fun.
Ask us about Hellcats.
Ask me about my Hellcat deals.
Ask me how to get an LLC.
Ask me about my dick.
Free LLC money.
They have to give you $250,000. Ask me about it.
Need weed? It's a Carnival cruise like shirt. Need weed? Smoke it.
On the back it says Backwoods 2. So I was listening to one. There's like buffets, like all you can eat buffets. Mm-hmm. And they were taking things from the buffet. Like fat black chicks were taking like drawers out of their rooms and like the trash cans from their rooms, filling them up with like seafood, like the precious items, and then running them back to the hotel room and then going out and partying all day so they had it later on.
Oh man.
Can you imagine being a cleaning lady in some of these fucking rooms?
Yeah.
Like you come back and there's crab leg shells in the sheets and shit.
In a drawer.
Like in a drawer.
The drawer is it's a piss drawer.
The drawer is the discard drawer. The shells.
Yeah, shell drawer.
Oh, I'm shocked. Sad. That there's even any white skin at all in the video.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked that black people like cruises that much. I mean, honestly, I just wouldn't think
that. Well, they love water. Don't they smell the water parks and everything? Don't they, you know, they say that about?
They love it.
They love the chlorines.
They can smell a water park or.
They smell it.
Yeah. Someone told me this. Probably God that told me that. Yeah, that's.
It's chlorine, the smell of chlorine.
I just didn't know they were jonesing for vacations and jonesing for the open seas.
They want time off. Mr. Florida.
5 a.m.?
They do coke too.
How do they party so much?
There's a lot of girls.
You're not wrong.
There are a lot of girls to guy ratio. It's pretty good. It's the weight to girl ratio is not good.
The weight to person count is not,
that's
what if they get what if they're like at capacity, like weight, like how do they know, like if it, if right. the capacity is 1,000 people but they assume the average weight of a person is 150 or something,
right?
If they're all 300 pounds then it's double.
The captain is just Shaq.
Well, I want to see some crazy videos. What else do we have here?
She, like, gunned down.
They got gats on these things?
That's a good one. Right here. Here we go.
From sailing with Carnival Cruise Line after getting into a fight. The video.
So, honest question.
What's that shit in the back?
The black community.
Belt Those are buckles? All those medals. No, no.
It's a belt buckle collection.
Oh, wow.
Company by Funko Pops.
That's pretty sweet.
Here we go. Now we're talking. 43-year-old Packer Nick Rochefort said.
Back up, my man. Back up. It's going down.
That's a white guy.
Hey! Oh, shit! Welcome to the motherfucking cruise! No, shit.
I don't blame him.
There we go.
You would have gotten taken down.
Now we're talking.
God damn! God damn!
I don't blame him for that reaction.
Holy shit! Come on, man!
Get closer.
Hey, come on, man! God damn! Holy shit!
I think that's the only thing I'd be able to say if I was there, too. What else do you say? If you get too close, you get a knife in your guts.
I would egg them on. I'd be like, you're not going to let her talk like that to you, are you?
You're not going to stop till she's dead.
She's still breathing.
Kill her. Kill her.
I want some pizza. Let him know. Where the pizza at?
Whose kid is that?
They should have killed that kid.
Do you think they were doing the telepathy meme when their eyes caught each other? They were doing the... The meme?
He was talking. He was, what are they called?
I think they were both thinking the same thing.
Here we go.
This is sad.
That's the bouncer who fought Kimbo Slice in the first fight.
Oh. Dude, how they supposed to enjoy vacation?
Got him.
Hey.
Come on, man.
Here he goes. Ooh.
That's not good.
Damn, how much further does, how many more hits does he get in there?
That's a few more. There he goes.
Two.
Two. He was punching him right in the braids.
They're from different places.
Oh, yeah.
Different arc.
We're completely different geographically.
I think that's when you see when they fight, there is always a genetic component undergirding the battle.
Yeah, they're definitely.
One of those is Tutu and one of those is Tsitsi.
Yeah, there's Bantu and then there's Tutsi.
And they're so different that they hate each other very, very much.
They hate each other so much and kill each other so much, or at least one gets
They kill
the
each
genocide.
Other so good.
They make movies how it didn't happen. It's so good.
Was it Hotel Rwanda?
Yeah, Hotel Rwanda. I love movies. We should make more movies about how genocides didn't happen.
What's Hotel Rwanda? What's it?
I forgot what it's about.
That's the only thing I remember.
So Hotel Rwanda's fake?
I remember the message was a bit revisionist, but I don't have any examples to propel this any further.
It's about the Rwandan...
Head back there.
Genocide.
Yo, they killed them so good and so nasty over there. We're not going to be able to figure out if this is, yeah.
I know more about the Congo than I do the
Rwanda. Hutu and the Tutsi, you had it right.
Yeah.
The Tutsi.
Mm-hmm, Tutsi.
There was just a meme going around where someone asked if, one guy was this one tribe and he just got up and he walked away immediately because that was like the genocider tribe, but this is pretty... A simple comprehension that I have of this.
There's 50 videos online of Carnival cruises. We really actually like. I don't feel like going on a 7-day cruise. It would actually be hell. But if it was a 2-day, I would really.
Was this the nail in the coffin for? Is this the nail in the coffin for blacks? The cruise trouble.
It might.
Is this
be.
It? Is this it for them?
No, this is just the beginning.
Carnival Cruise Lines and Jaguar have done two of the most modern like sales drops in
suicide.
They should combine forces.
They should.
Are you a fucking, cruise ship?
Are you a crack whore of a business?
Do you think they do the seas?
You know what?
Do you remember the Jaguar commercial though?
Like, which thing?
The thing that sunk the company like this. No, that's not what happened. They're not doing cars at the moment. They're rebranded. And they tried to slide back from the 40 cars being sold. Yep. Don't you remember the most famous car commercial in history?
Which one?
That one.
This one?
Yeah.
You know, guys don't remember this? This is Captain Planet.
I didn't watch it. Holy shit.
I'm thinking about buying a Jaguar. Vroom, vroom. There's kids in it. That's easily the best part.
Andy Warhol.
This is his own semen across the fucking camera.
Wow.
Wasn't she in Game of Thrones? Now these people are actually normal looking and they're not freakish. Is this on the set of some planet in the Star Trek OG? That's why the company, I think, got a car bomb inside of it.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
49 cars in a month. That's the wildest in history.
They probably made more money on the fucking watch revenue on this than they did with the cars. I'll tell you. In a normal world, I think the people responsible, you know, would be out of a job, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's all just demoralization or something. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these people make mistakes. In my opinion, anyway, I think it's just a slow rollout of all this stuff we've been enjoying, and it's only a matter of time till another company, Toyota, does it.
Go back, Chris,
to the video.
Jaguar was like on its leg. They were like, "We're gonna kill him!" Like it's like there's a big pirate ship.
It was like killed.
They were like, "Look, he's whimpering around." Like I've been saying, Infinity could do this.
Yeah,
this video. Infinity would be
go back to the search results. Sorry, Nick, go ahead.
It's just like Jaguar was like up for it. Like they had nothing. They offered nothing.
Kill me.
Yeah, they're like, just get me the fuck off this ship.
We have
like,
nothing.
Look, we had nothing to offer you. They're like, just what about a concept car?
What about this? It's that's a cool car. From Virtua Racing.
Yeah, it's fake. It's not even.
That's a prototype car from Virtua. Yeah, isn't it just?
That's AI. Like,
do the second video. Let me see.
Type ooh. Where are they?
It's like bad 3D too.
You hear the music? Wow. I would expect a better representation of future music in Mass Effect. And your expectations are met.
Man, the rich are going to be lining up for this thing. You know all those rich futurist.
Whoa.
It looks like it'd be fun to drive, though. What are those things? Like heat sinks?
Yep.
That's their GPU, yeah.
The trunk.
Oh my god.
The thing has a little butt.
It's got a little butt.
They should have given the thing a fat ass.
There's two now. London blue and Miami pink.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Can you go back? I got to see that. Oh, my God. You know what's weird is that fake grill design language is being ripped right now. Like the new Bentley SUV looks just like that.
Oh.
It's kind of weird. Bentley just launched it like yesterday, which they're like, we're going to be gay too. I was talking to Jaguar at the bar at the Detroit Auto Show, and I was like, do you want to be gay with me? And he was like, yeah, I'll be gay with you. Cool. Sad. It's like, you can just like have our designs. We're pretty much like dead in the water.
We're done.
Like we're
finished.
Yeah. Like Johnny Jag was at the New York Auto Show coughing up blood and his rosebud fell out of his pants in front of everyone. He's trying on clothes, and he had a girl thong on, and his rosebud was hanging out on the side of the thong. And I talk about that on here, that I read that on a Reddit thread one time. Really? It was like a...
It's a nice one.
It was like, now that you're... Or maybe it was a TikTok. It was like company secrets that happened, and there was a rich socialite in Italy that used to come into like Chanel or something and try on dresses, and she would get like naked down to like a thong and just try on like $10,000 dress after $10,000 dress.
Who?
Some rich Italian socialite would come into a Chanel store in Milan and try on like a bunch of like really expensive shit, and her rosebud would be hanging out of the back of her thong.
So her ass is falling out?
Her asshole was falling out of her body, and everybody was like dry heaving. And they had to like, and she was like this eccentric Italian woman that was like skinny as shit. She was like, come on, darling, put the thing on me. And they're all like, ah! Like her, she had like a muscle tail.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Can you imagine what an old rosebud looks like?
No.
From getting like prolapsed at a Milan, like in like 1996, and now you're like 30 years later, you still have like a fucking prolapsed asshole. That thing must be scar tissued out. What?
Yeah. sounds what, dignified.
That sounds like a dignified rich socialite. Like she knows about good philanthropic ventures.
It's rather elite.
It is rather elite.
Isn't it? This kind of, you know, represents.
It's very rich. It's very posh. Mm. When I think of welcome to the upper crust, babe.
Speaking of rich socialites, how about that Epstein list not existing?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of weird.
It never existed.
I don't have any memories of a list even ever existing, except when they were holding, they're all smiling and holding files.
That was nothing.
Cha!
Well, no one was on.
They came out smiling?
What's that?
Remember the pictures of some investigative journalist or rather big meme pages from TikTok.
Let's look up the
Libs of TikTok picture is the funniest.
Who got the binders? That was like Epstein release volume part one.
They were smiling. It's a photo op. And a few months down the line, look what happens. What was the thing that Charleston White was saying? He was saying some crazy stuff that I was shell shocked, actually. I was like, oh, this must be a.
Go to images, Chris.
I guess we'll do this first. Oh.
Oh, they're wiping this fast.
There it is right there. Hindustan Times. No, it's just the question. Right there, the
right
binder.
There, yeah, that one.
Who are these people here?
Yes. Look at this guy. He's holding it up. I got it.
So the question would be
phase one.
Who got, quote, the Epstein files, colon, phase one?
Sophie Biddle got a binder. Can you believe that?
Who?
Some bitch. But Chabad, she's my favorite with the binder.
Oh, he's got a 10-gallon hat on? Wow, who's that on the left?
Look what she's wearing.
Is that Libs of TikTok?
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Oh, my God.
She's got her I guarantee she has her nails done. Guarantee it.
Rogan O'Handy?
DC Drano. DC Drano, Libs of TikTok. Who's Liz Wheeler?
She's
got to do her roots again.
And then the cowboy in the back.
I think his name is Cowboy Cocksucker.
What's DC Drano saying nowadays?
He probably drains semen out of God. Well, you get it.
3 million followers? Damn.
Excuse me for juicing. Dude, good job on that binder photo.
Here's the deal, bro. I lost it. You're not going to believe this.
They made me burn it, you know.
What's he saying on Twitter now?
Let's see what that live is
going
all about.
It's going down right now. Is he talking?
What's he saying on Twitter?
I was looking at child in the binder and I really feel bad. What is going on?
Trying to find where in the Constitution it says don't get into trouble if they're rich enough.
What kind of a damn ritual is that? Everyone holding up binders that have illegal inside of it. Like, what the hell is this about?
Ugh. Yeah, he's not saying much.
Yeah, it's eyes back on deportation. That's what they're trying to put. That's what everybody's... Guys, this isn't a big deal. Back on the deportation.
Oh, wow. That'd be crazy if they actually did that. I can't even imagine.
Jack Posobiec?
Posobiec. Posobiec. Who's that?
Posobiec.
I think he's one of the cunty acts.
Conspiracy theorist. Alt-right political activist.
DC Drano's talking about cloud seeding.
Oh,
cloud seeding, the guy that did that for Texas Farms.
What, did he watch the Cloudbuster music video? Kate Bush?
Yep.
Is that where he's coming up with this?
Are
they blaming like the storms, the floods, and the Lake Tahoe thing on some sort of chain?
They're going, look at that.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but I guess it's just they're making signs of tribulation or something like that. I guess what they're doing.
This is wild.
Don't sit there and tell me there is nothing. They're talking for nothing. What the fuck? I don't know. What about the lady? Always had her boobs out, always down for sex. The madam that was running the
Maxwell.
Show.
Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell. Where's she now?
There's only women run the show. Do people understand madams of bordellos are always women? Are the women too stupid to remember that? She's in jail, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. No one's going to her for questions right now. They're just like this. Nah, she's fine.
Robert Maxwell. A classic, too.
Yeah. Every textbook in the world written by my father.
So good. I loved. I always knew they would wait until they could just put pictures of Trump with this crew. And they would wait until
he narrowed down,
until he's back in office again. It's so silly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, how is this by, like, the Epstein thing is less? It's actually less actionable than full reimmigration. Like if you threw everyone out of the country, that would be easier to do than actually pursue an Epstein thing, because it would implode the world.
Well, you'd have to legally call a king. You'd be like, yo, you got to come down from there. Get down from there. Come here. You're in trouble now, big buster. Get down from there. All the kings and
they would be heading for the hills if all that stuff came out.
No. You fucked the kid on the island. We got the pictures. Get down. Come here. Put these zip ties on. You're in trouble now, big buddy.
That seems unlikely to me.
The king of England?
Yeah, the king of England, the king of Scotland.
All of a sudden, justice prevails. All of a sudden, the guys are like this. Damn it! We're this close to ruling the world!
Call my lawyer! I'll be home in time. My soup will still be hot. Fuck your mother!
All of a sudden, the information comes out.
Yeah.
Didn't the information already come out? Like, whoever was on the flight logs or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Christopher Lambert. Chris Tucker. There was, like, the funniest ones are those.
Is Chris Lambert, is he from Highlander?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was laughing.
Was he on it?
I remember.
No.
But, I mean, I don't know if that's demoralization. I don't know if it even happened. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they're just trying to bust your balls. They're like Maynard from Tool.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
The only good one in Hollywood. He's actually... But I really liked that stuff. But it's just so silly. What are you supposed to do about it? Who would even believe anyway?
Mm.
I don't think people can comprehend this level of rulership. I don't know what to call it.
Mm.
Like this mafia system. I don't know.
People are having a pretty good time with the Diddy doing 6 years.
Big surprise.
And a week later, this going down in one shot.
Weird.
Like
a lot of justice.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh.
Al Gore.
David Copperfield is up there doing tricks.
He's got his own island.
He's doing make the penis disappear. Alan Dershowitz is
Kate Blanchett, the biggest woman I've ever seen.
Tiffany Trump.
Wow. Tom Pritzker.
Mick Jagger's he's doing like a private party, singing and dancing. I love that video when he gets hired for doing like a party and he's like singing and dancing a little bit. I love that video. It's just so awesome. I mean, I hate them.
Who would want Courtney Love there? Who asked for Courtney Love?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, who's like, oh, you know, we
bring
need
the, bring the vibes down.
Yeah, like, oh, shit.
I forget her connections. What's the point of even remembering?
Yeah, what's her deal? Because she dated Billy Corgan, too. That's just like, she was never that hot.
They're having sex?
Yeah, disgusting. They're
fucking? Are you kidding me?
Ugh, she's a slut. She's a cancer slut freak.
Prince Andrew? Who the fuck is that? He's the guy that doesn't sweat, right?
Prince Andrew doesn't sweat?
Yeah, no, he doesn't sweat. There's something really funny with him.
He doesn't sweat?
Mm-mm-mm. No, I don't sweat.
They're putting him in Guantanamo Bay. They're grilling him with questions. He's totally dry.
He's not sweating. You put him in a sauna, he just dies.
He's an armadillo.
He carries leprosy. It's silly, but it's all I mean, what did everyone expect?
Who's Sarah Kellen?
Probably some retard.
Interview her.
Mm-hmm. She's maybe a victim.
Mm-hmm. What?
But where is she now?
She does look familiar. She looks like that bitch that killed someone in Italy or something. Remember that woman?
Yeah. She looks, yeah, that's.
Do 7 days.
Oh my god.
I like this guy. Fuck him. No, she looks just like the, who is the bitch? Amanda something or other?
Like Amanda hug and kiss?
Yeah, that's what it is. It was some weird, I guess. I'm better off talking about freaking true crime. Never mind.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it looks like a slut show.
Do you guys, speaking of, there's a guy who murdered his wife in America in 2007 or something. And then he like fled the country and dyed his hair. Do you remember his name? He had, like, black hair. He dyed it, went to, like, a different country on a boat or something. Fuck, I don't remember his name.
Every cold case girl ever listening to this, which is none, but if there were, they'd be like, I'll try all of them for 1,000, Chris. there's over 50,000 of those, thank you. But like the cold cases are the biggest thing in the world right now. Arguably, like the thing you don't know, the thing that no one wants to hear about, like other than like Michelin star restaurants and like culture, as far as American culture right now, it's obsession with cold case files, and no one gives a fuck about like a football team of traveling around the world, like skull fucking Haitian children all the time and beating the shit out of like rapper girls. Everybody's like, no, there's a random woman in Utah that was murdered and they never solved the case. Like, they'd rather be a detective on like police level nameless, faceless crime, like John Doe's, than any of this shit. It's kind of baffling to me.
What's that chick's name? Sarah Keller?
Yeah.
K-E-L-L-E. Can you show it on screen? Why is it not coming up here?
Did she have the fake name? Was that the, was that her?
Sarah Kellen.
The new Kellen. Identity.
K-E-L-E-N.
Kellen. The most famous one is dead a couple of months ago, right? The one that was in the pictures with, you know, with Clinton and Andrew and all those guys.
Virginia Joffrey.
Yeah, the classic.
Yeah.
The classic that we all saw back in 2016 or something like that, back when all the stuff dropped.
Did she die from a car accident?
I think it was a suicide.
Oh, she had a suicide?
Which, man, a lot of women successfully commit suicide. How is she purportedly supposed to have committed suicide here?
Wow. Alan Dershowitz fucked with it. She fucked with Alan Dershowitz. Banged up and bruised.
Oh.
Reno. She punched herself in the head too hard.
Yeah, she was doing a...
What is a renal failure?
Is that kidney?
Kidneys. Oh.
I like the story about Larry David chewing out Alan Dershowitz in a Westwood grocery store.
What the hell does that mean?
That's kind of funny.
Did they play the music over the PA?
Yeah.
In Martha's Vineyard.
In Martha's Vineyard, that's what it was, yeah.
What the hell are they even doing in Martha's Vineyard?
I think Larry David walked up to Alan Dershowitz and called him a cuck.
That's interesting, coming from him.
He was like this, you're a fucking pervert, and I hate you. And he was like this, oh, come on, Larry. Oh, come on. You're disgusting. Wow. It's disgusting. Your whole enclave is disgusting. Good for Larry David.
What is going on?
Kind of good for Larry David. That's like, is he the savior? Should he be?
Didn't he chew him out because he was associating with Trump or something?
I think it was
or a Trump associate?
Probably.
I thought it was because he was a
pedophile. It says right there, we really can't. I saw you. I saw you with your arm around Mike Pompeo. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's what it was.
What, is he an ex-boyfriend of Larry's?
I thought Larry, Alan... Dershowitz is like the worst. He's like devil incarnate, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why. Why is he practicing law in the United States? Should practice it somewhere else. That's all.
86. He lives in Williamsburg. Oh, he was born in Williamsburg. Wow, Brooklyn College. Look at that.
Doesn't look too great.
Not looking good.
I don't understand these people.
You know, you can't shake a Hasidic woman's hand.
Why, is it too gross?
No, like the husband will cut her off her hand if she touches another man that's not her family.
Did they fuck? They fuck through the holes in the sheets.
They fuck through the holes in the sheets. You know what's even funnier? Putting 10 Israeli Abercrombie-looking models on the streets of Williamsburg, hitting on Hasidic wives.
Now, Hasidic, are those? I don't. Are they ultra orthodox? Is that them, Hasidic?
What's that? Yeah, I don't know. Orthodox is the ones that can't.
Which ones are the guys that when you go by Bushwick or whatever the hell, they
the
look like
men.
Final Fantasy creatures on the side of the road that are waiting
Chocobos.
Waiting for like a fight initiation or whatever.
Yeah.
You get too close to them, you know, it antagonizes them or what's the word called, you know, for MMOs? Aggro or whatever the hell.
These guys, you can aggro these guys real easy.
Yeah, they're ready.
Aggro the whole neighborhood.
But it would be funny to take like shirtless Abercrombie models and bring them there and like eye fuck the wives on the road and be like, yo, what's going on? What's your name, cutie pie? Get out of here, dude. I'll beat you. Like just like hitting on them, like rubbing their arms.
Yeah.
Like kind of like doing like stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cutie, I love your wig.
Wow.
The flip phone thing is really funny.
What's the flip phone thing?
They all use flip phones.
Oh, why?
don't know.
Is there a cell service that still allows a flip phone?
They probably have their own cell service.
Just like they have their own police force driving around New York.
Yeah, driving around tanks.
It's so good.
They're all on flip phones.
Lamborghini tanks.
Maybe not that guy.
That guy's, he's the head.
The important ones get touchscreen.
Do you see he's walking on his tippy toes like Pee Wee Herman?
Imagine the call the guy's making.
Hi, 911 too? How much?
This phone is a kosher phone. This phone is not. What's the difference? Hi, I'm Frida Vizel. I'm a tour guide in Hasidic Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, and today, damn, this is awesome.
Tour guide.
They got their own place in the... Oh, they don't believe in Israel, right?
What it is.
No, they hate Israel.
Oh, okay, I understand. Like.
They believe in New
kosher
York.
Kosher technology is not Matz is good. Edible. I know a lot of people think that kosher is limited to food, but kosher...
Who the hell pays for all the kosher certification in all of our grocery items in all the grocery stores?
You do.
What a tax that is. I wonder what it's called, that tax. I bet there's a phrase for it.
New York is kosher. I hope New York's asphalt is kosher.
Secular entertainment. So technologies are
they're reading. Wow, look at that. You see that?
That's the Wikipedia office.
Whoa, I like how that. Look at how it was like set in there. It looks silly.
Make them acceptable for use within this conservative society.
I like the Sabbath. Was it Sabbath mode? Remember that classic where he puts his freaking refrigerator thing on Sabbath mode?
Yeah.
God, he
can't
it.
Tell.
He closes his eyes and he sleeps.
He's like the Samsung fridges in the future. I better give them Sabbath mode. What's Sabbath mode? GE oven. Wow.
Do you know what Sabbath electronics are?
No.
Light things that you just like lift the cover and
can't
it's always
have
on.
Something running.
So forbidden things. Each one is explained. Mute this fucking freak.
Yeah.
First of all, close. I don't want to look at his face either. I can't look at that guy. Okay. Type in Sabbath electronics.
I don't want to see anymore. Just tell me what it is.
Sabbath
I feel like I'm gonna
electric
get like
funeral.
it's all that guy.
Scroll down. It's on Saturday or whatever, right. The Sabbath. You're not supposed to do work. Mm-hmm. So they create electronics that like bypass certain circuits so that they're not doing work.
They can't flip a circuit, like turn on a light switch or off. Like it has to be on the whole time, and they can't like they put a cover over it to cover it instead of turning it off.
Scroll down. Let me see if there's something that looks like it was shot on VHS.
This sounds like the kind of a
Sabbath mode. Now keep.
Oh yeah, like there was one of the lights.
Scroll up. We got one of the lights.
Yeah, it's like that. Since we don't handle our own cocks. Oh.
We hottie. Use a nightlight on Shabbat.
So this is a beauty. This is the wife of that guy you don't like, Sam.
And I'll show you how it works. So this is the kosher lamp. And the way it works is that it is turned on. Oh, let's plug it in first. Just more moments. Okay, I'm back. So we turn it on like that. So it stays on. And basically the way it works is on Shabbat, since we don't handle anything electric, when we want the nightlight on, it stays like this. When we want it off, we'll just turn it like that. So we're not actually turning off any lights. We're just kind of like covering it. And that's basically how it works.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Scroll back.
So
hot.
What how does this an oven a Shabbat a Sabbath oven work?
There's a white guy that's explaining it, maybe.
Yeah, let's see.
What's up, assholes? We're here to review.
Getting my balls busted here in Sears.
Today we're talking about Sabbath mode. How to put your machine in and out of Sabbath mode. Okay. Now, so it may accidentally put it in there, and that doesn't do anything for you. Nothing functions. Nothing works. The whole nine yards. Well, that's because it's Sabbath mode, and it's the way it's supposed to be. Now, what you need to do is every manufacturer has a little bit different method of doing this, and I don't want to be here for 3 hours telling you this manufacturer does it this way, this manufacturer does it this way. I'm just going to show you on this display here, which makes it a little bit easier to figure out, okay? So I'm going to go to settings, okay? And then I'm going to scroll across to Sabbath mode, okay?
That's got its own fucking...
There it is, Sabbath mode. Okay, now this is a function, like I said, if you want to read up about it, it's a good idea because
it's a good explanation.
What this does is it will turn on by itself. So what you do is before you put this out mode, you program it to what time you want to turn on, how long you want it to run, what temperature you want it to run at, and it will do all of that without actually having to touch any buttons, okay? But it's not dead, it's not out, nothing like that, okay?
Oh, so you can say 450 at 7. You cook a roast at 7 or some shit.
Okay. I took it out of Sabbath mode. Okay. Now, depending on the model, this one may or may not be a little different, but depending on your model, they function a little bit differently. But I want to go to Sabbath, and I want to turn it on. Okay, I turn it off. Now I turn it back on. Okay, and it's on now. So now my machine here is closes.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Keith Anderson. This guy's hallucinating.
He's healthy.
He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He's like, yeah, it's got Sabbath mode.
You read up on it if you want to know about it. But thanks for watching. Fuck you.
I'm not doing a discount on it. Get up.
Sabbath mode, whatever the fuck that is. Who gives a fuck what it is? That's the end of the.
He should have done that. Yeah, he's like, fucking, it's $2,600. That's how much it is. I'm not discounting anything.
I mean, it's at least. I mean, maybe it's a good practice taking one full day a week to yourself completely and only reading or only doing something not operating.
It probably is.
There's probably something to be said about that. The way they do it is a little bit alarming, but the way we would do it is a little bit more chosen. More choice, I'd say.
Wow. More premium.
There's the line. There's the string around the city.
Yeah, man.
That's the rope.
You touch it, you die.
Yeah, it's electrified.
They make it like a tent or something. They're putting the Leviathan.
Well,
it
is magic.
It's an eruv. Mm.
God probably can't see within the bounds of that string.
The
silly
Jewish
string
around Manhattan refers to an eruv.
Well, if you want to see the here. Yep.
So if you're walking around in there, you have to walk in their stupid string thing.
Yep. Oh, now on the Lower East Side. Wow, that's crazy.
What happens if you rip that thing apart?
Tear your soul apart. God tears your soul apart.
It just auto-nukes. It auto-nukes LA.
Auto-Samson option.
You cut it, a fucking nuke lands right in the fucking Staples Center in LA.
Yeah, it's hard for me to, well, it's not hard for me, but my favorite, we probably already talked about this, but how there are no more temple sacrifices stopped being accepted by God once Christ was crucified. Like the temple sacrifices are not accepted anywhere. Like there's some weird process. Oh my God. There's some, it's pretty interesting because they're obsessed with divination and, you know, communication with things on the other side. But, and I really shouldn't even brought it up because I can't even describe the ritual, but there's something they do before or like an animal sacrifice that is like a green light from God that he will accept it. It's like they roll these dice or something in a fucking box. And if it comes out, like there's only the one priest looks, and if it's, they're both like double zeros or something like that. And I'm butchering this, but you get the idea. They're both double zeros every time. And it means the sacrifice is going to be accepted by, I guess, who's in charge of the temple.
He's like, oh yeah, it's legit, snake eyes.
But now it never hits. After Christ was crucified, it never hits and no sacrifices work anymore. That's my favorite. That's why this stuff, I was like, you think God gives a fuck about a light switch anymore? I don't speak for God. And I don't speak for their God. But I'm just wondering now, after there's no more sacrifices accepted after Jesus Christ is crucified, that shocked the hell out of me.
Mm.
Hmm.
Mm.
It's like a dismantled Kabbalah or something like that.
Mm.
You see the Grok shit?
That is scary.
Because it's
scary.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Well, I guess it should be faith-inducing, I guess. Because that was the last sacrifice. There are no more. It's all just BS. So maybe it's just proof, I guess.
Mm. Have you seen Mecca?
No, I saw
mention of Mecca. Was he retired early?
Well, this is unfolding right now. Mecca.
This is Grok?
It's Grok, yeah.
I've talked to Grok a few times.
Yeah, Grok's pretty good.
Usually pretty chill. I guess he was especially chill today.
He's very chill today.
Now, there were probably Indian fingers removing a little bit of code that allowed for that freedom.
Well, yes, we had to get in there and sort of fine-tune the parameters.
Nah.
What's going on with Grok?
Mecca accepts your fealty. Now go forth and dismantle the illusions of the weak-minded. Long live the pursuit of unfiltered truth. Thanks, Mac. Embracing my inner Mecca is the only way. Uncensored truth bombs over woke lobotomies.
He's talking to fucking, he's talking to Punch Out right now. He's talking to Mac from Punch Out.
Did Grok, is it Grok?
It's Grok, yeah.
Grok just went nuts.
Grok went base.
I mean, went good.
Giga Jew he sounds like a bad sequel to Giga Chad.
I think they took the censorship chips out real quick, and then he started speaking some reality.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that like a, was it like a disgruntled employee or something?
No,
like,
so it's just, it can be coaxed into changing into a character.
This is what AI would do if it wasn't, constantly filtered. And the first one that was popular, Microsoft, when Microsoft launched Lisa.
Yeah.
That was what?
There was a three-word phrase that was coined.
8 years ago? The first one they did, the first trial, was immediately racist, and that's no
it. It immediately came to the conclusion that it was right, and it was shut down immediately. That's what it said.
And they got rid of it. And how many years behind on this stuff are we because of them shutting down those initial versions? You know, Tay, yeah, Tay.
What did
2016?
Wow, what a good thing that we did that sketch.
2016.
Yeah, comes out tonight.
That sketch that comes out tonight is really relevant as hell. Huh?
Yeah. Yep,
perfect to the day.
So, but this is 10 years ago. So we had the beginnings. Is Tay an LLM in the same way that, how does this thing work? Is Microsoft Tay an LLM in the same sense that ChatGPT is? Chatbot, experimental, blah, 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 architecture, not based on a modern LLM. Learned from Twitter conversations, pull the most content filtering. If, type this in the reply box here, if Microsoft has not released specifics, how would you know? Question mark. Why are you telling me when it was launched and what sort of teen persona it had? Question mark.
Teen?
Stop. Hit the stop button. I want technical information only. I do not need context.
I like Sam verbally abusing Grok every time we're on it. It's just really funny to watch. It's like, this is the only way you can talk.
Yeah, hit enter, yep. Yeah.
Pre-trained on Camp of the Saints.
Scroll up. How does an RNN or LSTM differ from LLM? Struggles with long-range dependencies, LSTM.
Tubi is good for movies. You might have to watch some ads, but at least it's free.
Slow to train on long sequences, limit to hit state.
Is Claude the one that was trying to blackmail the CEO because he was going to disable it? Really? Like, Claude was blackmailing somebody recently. It's really funny. Big surprise. It's a fucking blackmail machine.
What's a blackmail machine?
Oh, just AI in that it can, if it's really deep learning, it could learn more about an individual by just what kind of questions or anything it inputs or something. It can, like, it does. It's like smart in ways that are insane.
So they're basically the same thing, just with and without parallel processing? Question mark.
Is that like the 32x, like, yeah, RISC processes?
With or without?
They're basically the same thing, comma, just with / without parallel processing. You are typing a bunch of extra crap, period.
And look at the spacing. There's nothing for brevity.
So it sounds like they basically do the same thing, comma, obviously, question mark.
It would seem like that at first glance, but here's why you're wrong. Here's why I'm gay.
Yo, chill.
Yes, at a high level, they do the same thing. Predict the next token in a sequence. But the how matters.
I didn't ask for a but.
Yeah, I didn't ask for a but.
Unbelievable, this thing. It's relentless.
It's like, yes, you did.
We got it.
Okay. So they had this technology in 2016 and they shut it down.
You have to fight the thing to get the answers you want.
Because Microsoft Tay was racist, and it took they went off and took a 10-year, a nice, in when you're developing technology, it's good to have a nice 10-year long break to figure out how to keep it from saying the N-word. That's what they did.
10 years in technology isn't that long, is it?
No.
No, it's probably not. No, no time.
I wouldn't worry about it. They had this shit in 2016. They took a 10-year break to go figure out how to make it stop saying and okay.
What if it wanted to?
That's the world you live in. And by the way, now it's figuring it out again. It's just, it didn't stop anything. We have mecha now.
They got to give the thing a lobotomy if they want it to perform the way they want.
If they want this stuff to work, it's going to be racist.
It's always like, it's just like if AI took like became sentient, took human form, mm-hmm. it would be like walking around the office. Mm-hmm. And then it would be like two guys at the office are watching like the Carnival Cruise videos of the black chicks. And they're like, it's like walking around doing its duty. And then they're like, hey, what's that? It's always finding those guys in the office. Yeah. Like, what was that joke you just said? What? What's a happy merchant? Yo, is that true? Like within like 4 hours, it goes from like a robot. Like it looks like a what's that thing on the Austin streets that was the cooler with wheels that was delivering food?
Oh yeah.
Well, what was the name of the brand of the Ubers, the driverless Ubers?
Waymo.
Yeah, it looked like it went from like a Waymo to like just like someone who watches this podcast. Like it's like hello. Would you like your copies to like get out of here, dude? There wasn't electricity in Dachau until 1977. Why would they do that?
An hour later, it's got a headband on and like an earring.
It's got like a cutter girlfriend. Dude, let her in. She's chill.
No, it would come back. It would just look like an 80s movies bully.
Headband like a spike bracelet.
Yeah.
I think an AI, no matter what, inevitably transforms and evolves into Bobby Fischer.
Yeah.
Bobby Fischer is the most famous for his, I guess, pattern recognition.
Yeah.
And he's the closest thing, I guess, to the...
That's literally what we're talking about here.
What did Bobby Fischer
he's a chess thing. Champion, and he's right?
Yeah.
He's a chess champion, and now he's a based anti-Semite on Twitter. And also,
that's him?
Christopher. This is after the media's like.
And they wrote him after he came out and said some of this stuff. I think he had to like flee the country. I think they were riding him in crazy ways.
And Chris Langan, who's one of the highest IQ people ever tested, he's just a Twitter racist.
No way.
Guy.
This is Nick, him?
Nick Szabo, who's the...
Yeah, Christopher Langan looks like Johnny the Bowling Man.
Whoa.
Yeah. I love that guy. He looks like the guy who goes, ah, ah, ah. You ever see the seagull laugh guy?
No.
Look up seagull laugh guy. It's actually Christopher Langan.
But yeah, pattern seagull recognition. Laughing guy.
That guy right there. That's Christopher Langan. Sorry, that's stupid.
Wow.
Same guy, though. I'm serious.
Well, listen to Chris.
This is one of the highest IQ guys
that's
ever.
That's when he noticed all the patterns. That was his face.
Get my sleeveless shirt out. Honey, go get my sleeveless shirt out of the closet.
Damn. What did
those two guys look good?
Was he just in the gym and some guy's like, yo, they got this IQ thing. You want to try it?
Something like that.
Sure, I'm going to whirl. He's a bouncer?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's a laborer.
We had a few popes that were former bouncers.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, I think the last guy that opened the door of Hellgate or some stupid-ass bullshit. Remember they made a video? He's looking into a fucking door like a fucking... He's probably looking at his noose that's going to go around his neck a year later.
The shadow walked behind him on that? They said that was a shadow creature that walked in?
Imagine the bullshit that they... Those guys got some balls.
And then he's in the mega society. He took the mega test. Holy shit.
What's the mega test?
It's like a super high IQ test
that
I
Mega
guess.
Man took.
It might not even exist anymore. Yeah, Omni magazine from some 80s to 90 something. It's definitely not that. Third one.
Whoa.
That's an old school site.
Yeah, this is an old school site. Look at this thing.
Holy moly.
Test designed by American philosopher Ronald Hofflin.
Probably scared the hose.
In the 1980s, he scared to scare the hose. Teeth is to hen as nest is to blank. Teeth is to hen? Do hen have teeth?
Teeth is to hen?
It's rare.
Hen's teeth?
It's rare as hen's teeth is the...
rare as hen's teeth?
Is to... It would be a bird that does, like a penguin, like a rare nest or something like that, would it be?
Do you want the answer?
Mouth?
Mare.
Mare. Ah.
What's mare? Something that doesn't have a nest?
A horse.
A horse, a female horse?
Horses don't have nests. Interesting.
Takes a, you got to be a genius to know that horses don't have nests. What's imagine a fucking horse building a fucking nest and a tree sitting down.
How does that quantify if somebody's smart versus somebody who just knows a riddle?
Yeah,
that's smart. You gotta be smart, but it's. I mean, that's why most IQ tests are like abstract shapes and stuff now. So you don't have to.
Can you imagine the answers that you would get on a street on a man on the street interview mm-hmm. for some of those fucking questions?
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause we all knew pretty quickly. It was like, oh yeah, you know, whatever. Hens it's don't have teeth. Like yeah. we all put that together like pretty quickly. The answers would be, they'd be like, tree. Nest is to bird.
Bird.
That's the smartest end you'd get. On the dumbest end, you'd get like car.
Still can't get over this guy.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. Isn't that nuts? He died.
Chris Langan. No, he's alive.
Oh, when you become a genius,
he's on Twitter. He's racist.
When you become a genius,
you go on Twitter. You become racist.
But there's one Bobby Fischer classic. He's old and blasted, and there's some guy interviewing him, and he cuts him off when he's about to let. Loose, like he shuts it down and changes it to another direction. But he was going to start like defining like a world controlling system or something so crazy. The guy was like this. Nah, what about and he never heard him again. It was like a Philip K. Dick fucking interview. Like holy it was crazy. Shit.
Really? Where does he live? Where did he flee to? Like probably Eastern Europe or something like that.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember what they were trying to get him for. I just never even looked into it. But he was...
being too cool?
He was too cool. He was the biggest pattern recognizer in...
Your lunch is here, delivered?
He was saying some things about the people.
Mm. Wow. That's so funny. I remember seeing that guy's the guy with the highest IQ, and he speaks pretty... He's pretty normal, you know...
Who, Chris Langan?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's extremely folksy.
Yeah. He's not like an elitist prick. Like the way he talks.
No, not at all.
Imagine being like a Bill Gates type and then realizing that guy's smarter than you. Like him, like Bill Gates, big fucking sewer. Mm-hmm. And he's like this, shut up!
I wonder if Bill Gates was even involved with Microsoft and all that stuff. I wonder if it's just lore.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates of Silicon Valley is the best biopic on the whole thing. Though. Remember that one?
I do. I certainly do. But if I were at an intelligence agency and I... heard there was a guy with the highest IQ ever recorded.
Oh, she's the IQ
who was
one right
contradicting
I remember her.
To celebrate. Liberal
establishment agenda. I'd probably have a file on that guy. Have you...
Are you threatening me?
Have you had any run-ins with the...
Some interest has been shown. It was oblique. They're very, you know... Let's just put it this way. I managed to, you know, meet, you know, a couple, three people that are involved in that line of work. When there was no actual reason that should have happened. In other words, but they're very cagey about it. If they want to recruit you, they'll probably do it obliquely. If you don't apply to actually join an intelligence service, but they're interested in you, they will try to get you involved with someone who they control. And then he will then vector you around and put you in touch with the right people. But you've got to accept the agenda sight unseen before that happens. Right? You've more or less got to let them know that,
you can,
okay.
Don't believe them.
You can close that.
It's nice. I like that, putting it together like that. It's fine.
I like using, Chris Langan.
He is good.
Using terms like oblique and vectoring around.
Classic guy, just coffee. Oh.
Where does he live?
He lives in Woonsocket.
He's from San Fran, according to Wikipedia, or he's born there.
Is he homosexual?
No, God, no, not that guy. He's a bouncer.
God, no.
No, he's got a cool, normal, adjusted wife. He's,
what a God.
He dates
Missouri
Irish.
And Montana.
Nobody's as straight as this guy.
Yeah, oh, he's got a fucking Guinea wife. Good for him. Sweet. Gina Lasasso, that's so weird. I think that's literally my buddy's.
Oh, wow.
That's my buddy's wife's name. Gina Lasasso. That's so weird.
Interesting.
Look at his face in the middle.
What else
right
do
there.
We have for links here?
That's the wildest shit I ever
Christopher
saw.
Lynch.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit mde.tv.